Powered by Riverside.
Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is volume 2025, episode 19. I am your host, C. Willie, and joined again by the lovely and talented
Quarter Peep.
She is there. She's on camera. She's on the microphone, and she hasn't kicked me out of the house yet, so we are doing very well. We are joined tonight by our special guest, Taylor DeRusse. Did I get that right that time, Taylor?
You did, yes.
All right.
Very good job. Thank you for having me.
Hey, thanks for joining us. And where are you joining us from, Taylor?
Yes, well, right now I am in Waterford at my studio, actually, Tailored Harmonies Music Company. So.
All right. Yeah. So a Michigander, and we're excited to have Taylor with us. You got a lot of really great things going on. We were fortunate enough in our various modes of research, which a lot of people call stalking. We found you on TikTok several months ago and really enjoyed the music that you're producing and the messages that you are sending out. And TikTok's been good for a lot of artists. Is this something that you've really used to your advantage?
Well, as I started putting together this project and planning to release it, I kind of had different methods of marketing that I knew that I should use. And I was very reluctant. I don't love social media, especially there's so many platforms that you have to use. And so adding TikTok onto that was wouldn't have been my first choice. But I have been really lucky with the engagement and the reception that I've got on that platform. I have been able to connect with a lot of new fans, which has been really cool. It really is something that's been totally out of my control. If you see the videos that are popular on there, you know, it,
yeah,
nothing that I spent a lot of time doing, that's for sure. But I am super grateful to get my music out to new people.
Well, and you probably didn't think when you were breaking into this business that it was going to be so market driven, I would guess. What was it that got you to start taking up the many instruments that you play and producing or putting together the music that we're hearing from you now?
Yeah. Well, like a lot of young kids, I took piano lessons my whole life. I was in theater and choir and orchestra and all those things. And I always really loved music. And then transitioning into college, figuring out what I wanted to do for a career, I just always knew something with music. I never knew exactly what. So I studied classical music, piano performance in college, and then kind of picked up the other instruments along the way. And I think that my main love for piano was always to help me write songs. Writing was really and is really where my heart lies, I think, in music. So with all the other musical things I have going on, you know, to be a full-time musician, you have to have a lot of different avenues going at once. But writing is really where my heart is at. And so to be able to then take a collection of songs and bring them to somebody that was interested in producing them and working with me has been a really big goal for me in my life. So it's a big accomplishment for me.
Well, and you're certainly doing a wonderful job with it, as the folks are going to hear tonight. Your your music tells some very interesting stories. Can you tell us a little bit about really what how you would classify your sound, but who are some of the influences that directed you towards that sound?
Sure. I think that's a hard question. I think every musician struggles with it a little bit. I love to see the different musicians come up with creative and catchy genre titles and whatnot. I've been calling it indie rock singer-songwriter. Mm-hmm. I think that's been the best way that I can encompass kind of what I'm doing, especially with this new project. I think the singer-songwriter is always at the heart of the music that I'm writing. And the indie rock, I think, kind of gives people a taste of what the production and what that sounds like. I think that some of my influences for my writing, you know, going back to when I was really young, I listened to a lot of really like 90s country or like 90s Alanis Morissette and rocker women like that and songwriters during that time. And so I think that that is a big influence on my songwriting style. But I think that sonically, what I was going for with this could be influenced by Phoebe Bridgers. I listen to a lot of like Explosions in the Sky or This Will Destroy You. I'm not sure if you're familiar with those bands. M83 is a lot of like ambient rock, sort of. Yeah. And so hearing those has been like, it's like my favorite type of music. So I think that I tried to put as much of that into my music, which I think comes out as a, it's not what people expect, I don't think. So.
But we love it. We're eating it up. So
Thank you.
Yeah. It's really interesting for both Quarter Peep and I to sit and listen to it from the perspective of, okay, what is she trying to say here? Because we try and do that with a lot of the artists that we have on the show. You have an interesting story that you're telling, and we're trying to understand that story. The first one that we've got queued up, the first of your songs that we're going to be playing is Haunted. Can you tell us a little bit about the backstory with Haunted? Where were you trying to go with this song?
Sure. I think the record as a whole, it's the songs written from age 18 until 28. So it spans this really important part of a person's life, I think, in growing up, coming of age, learning about yourself, finding yourself. And so Haunted is a small part of that. And this one is really, like, to put it simply, about unrequited love, I guess I would say. Oh. And I think that's something that everybody has experienced and can relate to, especially like I mentioned, in that growing up part of life, and just the things that you kind of feel and experience that go along with that. And depending on the age you are, you know, it feels so world ending, you know, and to come out of that and have perspective and, you know, it just feels like something that is like really hanging on with you. And so I think that that's where a lot of the story for Haunted came from.
All right.
Well, I think it's beautiful. I really do. I think that when you can use that as a form of therapy and someone else can use it, it doesn't matter if they're 18, 21 or 30 or my age, you could still go back to those memories and know and say, hey, yes, I went through that, but look at me now.
Yeah, you know? And I think this song is just has that like nostalgic, like cathartic kind of feeling. You know, everyone can experience it and relate to it. So
yeah, I agree.
No question. Let's give this a listen. Taylor DeRusse and Haunted.
I've been seeing you in everything. You got me on my toes, knocked me off my feet. You got me wondering, maybe I should call. But I got your voicemail again, so I hung up real fast. And I said all that I'd planned in my head. Instead, I find myself talking to the voices in my head. You just keep on leaving me haunted, haunted. You just keep on leaving me haunted, haunted. It's Halloween, but it's all you. to sleep alone with all of my fears. Decorate this house with all my tears. I see you living life, reoccurring nightmares, and I find myself talking to the voices of my head. Again, you just keep on open. You got unfinished business. I have unanswered questions. You just keep on me open. The words we didn't say, yes, we know that. I am in love with all of our lives. Is the sun both on our lips? See, we're falling on bed, this could never go away. You don't need to. Is it always gonna be this way? Will it always be this hard? Will the feelings die in the big forest after I see your face at night? You just keep on praying, praying for one thing. But you got unfinished business, and I got unanswered questions. You just keep on. Be with me one day. One day. You'll just keep on being with me one day. Like you got unfinished business, and I got unanswered questions. You'll just keep on being with me.
That's Haunted from Taylor DeRusse, and I think one of the reasons we enjoy doing this program so much is to hear music like that.
I want to cry.
Well, it brings those kind of emotions, and thank you for that song. That's so relatable for so many people.
Thank you for listening. I'm glad that it can, you know, we hope to at least connect with even just one person. So
you bet. All right, Haunted from Taylor DeRusse. We've got a whole lot more coming up here. We're going to pay a couple of bills, and we will be right back. All of us at Vehicle City Sound are excited to be partnering with the Vault Concert Venue in Saginaw, Michigan, for what's sure to be an instant classic. Three big stars, one stage, an amazing time for all. Saturday, May 10th at 7 p.m., Mark Blumsteel leads things off. His powerful voice and amazing range will have you wanting more. Then it's Waylon Hannell. He scored some great top 100 hits on the independent country music charts with Lighten That Load and Blackberry Brandy, and his latest, Keith Whitley Blue, is already another hit. Finally, making the trip north from Nashville, it's John Eason, a veteran, a patriot, and an absolute star on stage. You'll love John's southern style and charm, and his songs, well, they're nothing short of next level. So be sure to join us at the Vault in Saginaw, Saturday, May 10th at 7 p.m. Blumsteel, Hannell, and Eason, it'll be epic. Tickets are just $20 in advance and $25 the day of the show, and they're available online at thevaulteventcenter.com. Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. We are with Taylor DeRusse, enjoying the stories, enjoying learning about where her music comes from. Taylor, when you're writing, is there a particular process that you follow?
There is not.
Just comes.
It's different every time, and I think that that's one of the things that I love so much about it and also hate on certain days about it, because sometimes an entire song comes to you in less than an hour, and it feels right, and it will always be that way. And then other times, like Haunted, for example, was a voice memo in my phone, and I had just gone back through. I do, like, inventory. And we'll go through my voice memos and stuff and find unfinished songs or song ideas and whatnot. And this was one of those. And I remember listening to it and thinking, that was pretty good. I could finish that. And other songs I've fully written and loved one part of it, but have felt iffy about the rest of it. And I've, done full rewrites and kept the part that I liked. And I just think it's so fascinating to see how it comes together and how songs evolve. And, you look at songs sometimes and they're like, I don't know how I wrote that. That was really good. I don't think I'll ever write a song again or a song as good as that again. So it's just like something that's always changing and kind of always chasing the next song. So it keeps it interesting.
And you have to be able to pivot. You understand that, hey, this might not be the same tomorrow as it was today. And you understand that and go with that.
Definitely. Like the oldest song on the record was written probably like 10 years ago. And I know that when I wrote it versus today, the meaning is extremely different and evolved, but it fits perfectly for what it is now in this project. And it's just so cool to see how it can kind of change, your art changes with you as you grow. So,
well, now you're talking about this project and there's a pretty important date coming up. In fact, this show, our show here with Taylor, is going live on Thursday, May 8th. And in just a couple of days, Taylor, tell us what's happening.
Yes. In just a couple of days, super exciting. I am going to have an album release show. It will be at the Loving Touch in Ferndale, which is an awesome venue. And I'll be headlining the show, playing the whole record with my band from top to bottom. Full band. We've got lots of vocals. We've got horns and strings. I think it's going to be a really incredible show. And not only that, we have Kylie Phillips and her band, as well as the band Giacomo, opening up for me. Both incredible, incredible female-led bands. So if anyone listening hasn't checked them out yet, they should. And tickets are $15 and doors are at 7 p.m. It's all ages. And I hope that as many people as possible come to it.
And this is Saturday, May 10th. And give us the venue again.
Saturday, May 10th at the Loving Touch in Ferndale.
All right.
And how do you get tickets? Can they buy them online or can they purchase them at the door?
Both. You can purchase them at the door. You can purchase them online beforehand. You can just Google the Loving Touch. The venue itself has the events on their website. If you're following me, I have the link all over on my Facebook, on my Instagram, on my Linktree, which is linked on all those platforms. You can message me and I'll send you the link directly. Yes, lots of ways to buy tickets.
Boy, for somebody who wasn't a big fan of socials, you've got the socials covered.
Yes, I want to reach as many people as possible, and they think I have to be good.
Absolutely. Well, the next one, Taylor, that we've got queued up is Chaos. Tell us a little bit about Chaos.
Yes. Chaos is, I think, one of my favorite songs off the record. And I'd played a lot live before it came out with full production. And I've done a lot of like songwriter rounds. And I'll usually joke like, oh, this song, if you always lose your keys before you're going to leave the house, or you have to wash your clothes in the washer 3 times before, you can actually switch them over, remember to switch them over to the dryer, or, these little funny things like this. I'm like, you'll like this song, you'll relate to this song. But I think, at a much deeper level, I was writing it about kind of what I was going through in my own mental health. And just like we kind of talked about earlier with songwriting being a type of therapy, I think it was just a really good way for me to process the things that I was feeling, the heavier things that I was feeling, and put words to that experience.
All right. Well, I think what you described is what goes on in this household on a daily basis. So I know we're going to be relating to this, and I'm sure everybody else will too. This is Taylor DeRoos and Chaos.
Maybe I'm better off. Maybe I'm more comfortable in chaos. Always waiting for the shoe to drop. Suitcase in hand, ready for takeoff. Always thinking of the worst things. I always see the glass half empty. I try to self-medicate. Fill myself up, still feel half empty. I'm always two steps from the edge, just looking over, and I'm too stuck in my head. Won't ask for closure, even when I'm feeling fine. I'm finding reasons I should cry for my own feelings, and I don't know why I always feel like crying. Maybe I'm more comfortable. I'm more comfortable in chaos. Always turn myself inside out. I'm always looking for a reason. Nobody seems to understand. They always say it's just a season. But I'm always two steps from the edge, just looking over and too stuck in my head. Won't ask for closure, even when I'm feeling fine. I'm finding reasons I should cry for my own feelings. And I don't know why I always feel like crying. Maybe I'm more comfortable. I'm more comfortable in chaos. I'm more comfortable in chaos. No. So I try to feel happy, keep my darkness buttoned up, but it never seems to be. No, it's never enough. And they'll say I like the pain, like it's a tattoo holding pain. But I can't recall saying this was fun. Thought it was just my luck, just the cards that I'd drawn. But I can't recall saying that I like this very much. Always two steps from the edge, and I'm too stuck in my head. Two steps from the edge, just skin over, and I'm too stuck in my head. One is for closure, leaving, when I'm feeling fine, I'm finding reasons, reasons I should cry for my own feelings, and I don't know why I always feel like crying. Maybe I'm more comfortable. I'm more comfortable in
Taylor DeRoos and Chaos. Absolutely wonderful song.
Oh, I know you could be driving down like a dirt road somewhere, and it's got like a summer breeze going on, and you get your hand sticking on the window. That's your song. That's your song.
All right.
I love it.
Thank you.
Quarter Peeps got the philosophy on these. All right. Well, we've got one more message here to get to. So catch us on the other side of this ad. We'll talk a little more with Taylor.
Hey, VCS listeners, you know I like bling. Well, I've come across a new product I know you're going to love as much as I do. It's Katie Waltman Jewelry, and these elegant handcrafted pieces range from stackable rings and gold-filled bracelets to personalized charm necklaces. They've been featured in Elle, InStyle, Oprah.com, and worn by celebrities like Molly Sims and Quarter Pete. I encourage you to get online and check out the entire offering at katiewaltman.com. What's more, because you listen to the Vehicle City Sound podcast, I've arranged a 20% discount on your whole order. Just enter the discount code VCS at checkout. This offer runs through July 31st, 2025, so check it out soon. katiewaltman.com and use the discount code VCS.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound podcast. We are with Taylor DeRoos this evening. We've been haunted. We've had some chaos, and pretty soon we're going to be searching. But Taylor, when your fans are searching for you or the new fans that you're gaining from this evening's show, where are you playing? How can they find you? Tell us a little bit about your social. We want to track down. We want to be stalking more of Taylor. So how do we get that accomplished?
Stalk away. So we talked about the show that I have coming up on May 10th at the Loving Touch. So that is the biggest show that I will have played in my career so far. So that is the place they can find me as far as playing out and playing live. But if people want to connect with me and follow along on social media, I'm on Instagram and TikTok, and it's Tay, so half of my first name, Tay DeRoos. And I have a musician page on Facebook as well. And then, like I said, on all of those platforms, I have my Linktree landing page, which has links if they want to stream my music or, you know, watch my YouTube videos or buy this record, you know, on vinyl. That all the links are there.
And that's okay, what we want.
It's available right now on your website, the vinyl is?
Yes, there is a link that that you can purchase the vinyl. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Super. All right. Well, you've got a lot going on. We're really excited for you with this show on in 2 days, on Saturday May 10th. That's going to be fun for you. We want to keep following you, keep seeing what you're doing. And boy, this sky's the limit, so they say.
So they say.
All right. The last one that we've got queued up for Taylor this evening is called Searching. Another really interesting song. Tell us a little bit about Searching.
Sure. So Searching is the last track on this record, and it's my most recent project. It came out less than a month ago. It's called Running Back to Me. And like I said, the songs are from the last 10 years or so of my life. And this is the last track on the record, but it's the oldest song. So this is the one that was written probably 10 years ago or so. And I think that it really just kind of encapsulates the whole theme of the project of finding yourself. I think during that time period in a person's life, we're looking for something that we might feel is missing, or, you know, we're searching inside of ourselves and outside of ourselves. We're experiencing heartbreak, friendships, losses, learning about how our brain works, mental health struggles. And so this just felt like the perfect song to kind of wrap all of that up in. And the last line is the title of the record. So, you know, it's saying like, I've been writing, I've been running from things, you know, I've been searching, and maybe I'll find it when I finally come running back to me. So I just thought that, you know, was really put into words the whole theme of the record.
Absolutely. Yeah, very strong, very strong. Let's give this one a listen. It's Taylor DeRoos and Searching.
Searching.
thinking verses, they're thinking songs. Form sentences, melodies, and admit when I'm wrong. I'm searching for answers, I'm searching for words. Searching for the line to finish this verse. I've been searching through my days and other people's work just to find the words when they said to finish this song. Oh, I've been searching through bad shoots to spell. Oh, I was searching for what was missing, but it was not in you. I've made mistakes in my thoughts, paid the price. Music only comes when you know what you have to say. There's the empty bed with your shoes at the door. Keep up your crusty legs in the house. This is what you say, not yourself. But I'm stitching through my veins and other people's words just to find a way. It's really sad to finish the song. For I've been searching for bad sheets. I was searching for what was missing, but it was not in yours. I my fingers in the mirror, searching for feelings that were best. And you will not see more difficult. I've been running for myself. Everything that's good, looking for answers and strangers, taking everything I could. I've been running and running and searching and hoping to find all I ever need, to find a home, to find me. Maybe I find it. So maybe I find it. Maybe I find it when I finally come. Running back to me.
Taylor DeLuce and Searching, and that is another beautiful song, Taylor.
Thank you. Thank you.
Lots of great things happening for you. We really appreciate you joining us this evening.
I appreciate you having me. Thank you so much.
All right. Quarter Peep, who do we have coming up?
Yeah, next week we have PJ Sink.
We're looking forward to that. Mm-hmm. I think that's a wrap on tonight's show. I think we have discovered our new favorite indie rock singer-songwriter, Taylor DeRuce. Thank you again so much for joining us, Taylor.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
And good luck on Saturday night. We hope that's just a huge success for you.
Thank you.
Hey, folks out there, we appreciate all the support and love we've been getting as well. If you know of another Taylor out there that we need to be talking to, please drop us a line at vehiclecitysound@gmail.com is our email address. We've been loving the notes we've been getting. Appreciate all your comments. You can find us at vehiclecitysound.com if you want to know where we're going to be and what's happening. And, you know, just keep checking us out. We appreciate all the love we've been getting. Hope you're all having a great night. And hey, everybody, be good.